time for a school district update on Castle Country Focus this morning. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Principal Wendy Flucky. She is with Castle Heights Elementary. And, you know, school's been going on for almost a month, not quite a month now. We've got some great things that are going on in all of the schools. We're going to talk about some testing and some fun elections that are going on. And then, of course, what's going on with the PTA up at Castle Heights. Principal Flucky, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us this morning.
Well, good morning, Dave, and thank you for inviting me onto your show.
Well, that's, you know what, it's time to talk Castle Heights now. School's been going on, school started the 17th of August, correct?
Yes.
And we're almost a month in, and it's got to be kind of nice. I know in talking to principals at the end of last year how, you know what, the principals and the students and the teachers, everybody just kind of missed the students not being there. So it's got to be kind of nice to kick off the school year and have them there now, right?
We're very excited to be here. Everyone's happy to be back.
And so you start right out of the gate with doing some testing to see where kids are and all that kind of stuff. Let's talk about testing for just a bit.
Absolutely. So starting on the first day of school, and actually August 19th was the first day of school for students, we use our instructional coach, facilitates the testing process, and we have our paraprofessional aides that go around grade level to grade level and do assessments for the students, just getting an idea of where their academic level is. And then where's that to where they should be on grade level, whether they're on grade level, a little bit below grade level, or above grade level. So we've actually completed that process, and then this week we're doing additional diagnostic testing on students that teachers have requested to do additional testing, just so we can really pinpoint their strengths, weaknesses, and where we need to go with the instruction, not only in the whole group classroom, but then also when we do interventions and do those small groups.
So you and I were talking off of the air, and every year there is what they call, I guess, the summer slide. And this year, I know there was some concern with classes ending in March, face-to-face classes anyway, ending in March, that summer slide might be a little bigger gap than it usually is. But you said you were kind of surprised and rightfully surprised by what you really got, right?
So we did see the summer slide plus one full quarter of not having the kids in the building. So the scores were a little bit lower than last year, but I was pleasantly pleased with how our current second and third grade students had performed on the testing, that I didn't see the big regression. It wasn't as big as what I anticipated. And I truly do contribute that to the teachers doing their virtual teaching online, the parent support and supporting that, and the students for, you know, continuing on with their learning. So do we have some gains to make? Yes, due to our challenges. But I'm very pleased with what I'm seeing.
Well, and that's good. You have that base mark now where you'd start, and it's just going to go up from here, right?
Yes.
All right. So, well, you were also talking about elections for your fifth grade are coming up for student government very soon, right?
Yeah, so my fifth graders are right in the process right now of running for student government, and so we have posters up all over in the hallway, and part of the process is they'll be voting by fifth graders, as well as interviews by the fifth grade teachers myself. So we do have interviews scheduled for this week and next week, and then the teachers will combine and look at, tally the points, and then that's how our student government is chosen. And our student government does service projects throughout this school year. They do things such as the food drive during the holidays, as well as the Angel Tree. And so it's a good experience for those students.
And so the hallways are covered with posters right now, and all that's going on. It's a fun time of year right now for kids, really.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and we always have to talk about, because I just about every school in the Carbon District and has such a strong PTA, and I would assume that Castle Heights is no different.
Oh, absolutely. So we do have a new PTA presidency this year. Beth Nelson is our PTA president. Our vice president is Emily Arthur. Our secretary is Chelsea Johnson. And then we are going to be holding a meeting to elect Amanda Steele as our treasurer. So we do have a very strong PTA. I've had a chance to meet with them and work with them. I'm trying to wrap our head around how do we continue to bring these activities to kids and then work within the confines that we have. So with our book fair, traditionally the book fair, fall book fair, happens during the week of parent-teacher conferences in October, but due to restrictions, we're going to go ahead and just do a virtual book fair this year. We're still having our room parents come in to help out with classroom activities, and of course they'll go through the screening in the office first for the symptom check. We also have a Penny Wars fundraiser that the PTA is going to be sponsoring to help provide funds for PTA. And then some of our activities that we traditionally do in the fall, such as our family fun run, we're going to push some of those activities into the spring. And hopefully by then some of our restrictions will be lifted so that we're able to participate in those.
So it sounds like a full slate is still going on up there at Castle Heights, and the PTA has got things well underway for the school year.
Absolutely. I also want to mention that we still have the support of our Explorations program by Intermountain Electronics, and that's going to be actually starting up next week as well. And what those volunteers do is they provide kind of like a STEM engineering program for a select number of students kind of chosen by the teachers to kind of provide them with a focus on engineering and the STEM process.
And STEM seems to be a pretty big deal throughout the district as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good stuff, and especially when you can get local partners that will team up and help out the school like that.
Absolutely. Last year was our first year, and it was such a success that, yep, this will be year two. So we're really excited to have that Explorations program here at our school again this year.
All right. Well, Principal Wendy Fleckey, thanks so much for taking out the time to talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it, and good luck for the rest of the school year.
Well, thank you so much, Dave, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always go to our website, castlecountryradio.com. You can also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.